Experts have issued a warning regarding WhatsApp assaults that seek to either use stolen accounts for illegal activities or steal money and information. And we're seeing that more so during this time of the year, helping us, of course, to make sense of all of this and perhaps guide our actions and what it is that we do is a tech security expert, Mike Polhuis. Mike, good morning. Thank you so much for your time.
Morning. Thanks, man.
It's this time of the year now where we are starting to experience and see a bit of an uptick in terms of some of the scams, particularly on social media, WhatsApp and Facebook and all of the rest. From that perspective, what are the most common, I guess, type of scams that are prevalent on social media?
How's it? Listen, first of all, I would suggest after the show that the people go on our Facebook and they just punch in Project Knox and Scams and Facebook Scams and, you know, all the words regarding scams. And then all the projects that we've released explaining it in detail, they can read it at their leisure. Mm-hmm. So what the people must watch out for is, and this happens so much, is a call from a so-called banker saying that, listen, there's some fraudulent activity on your account. We must quickly move the money. That's the number one thing you must be very careful for. You must ask the necessary questions. If you don't know the person from the bank, you must stop the call and not communicate further. Then you must call your bank with the details that they have called you with and inform them. And only when the bank, when you have called your bank itself, your manager or the person that you know or the bank or your bookkeeper, only then will you make a decision. Don't take calls in of people saying they're from SARS or from a specific financial institution and they want to help you and move money and you must give an OTP and give your personal and sensitive information. Don't ever do that. The other ways that they catch people is by just sending WhatsApps and saying that you've won this, or even that if you pay 3,000 rand, you can make 30,000 in a couple of days. You know, you think by yourself when you listen to me, but why would people fall for that? But they do, in the thousands. They just can't help themselves. They're really greedy, and they really they want to get involved. It's like they've got nothing else to do, and then they get involved, and they get lured in, and they're being fished and knocked and scammed, and they lose hundreds of thousands of rand, sometimes all of their money. So anything that sounds too good to be true, or anything that comes to your phone and that you don't recognize or really understand, don't open it. Don't get involved.
Yeah. Another thing that I've also experienced firsthand is where contacts of mine on my WhatsApp, for example, would pop me messages and say, hey, how are you? And getting to a relatively ordinary conversation before shifting to saying things along the lines of, you know, something happened financially and I'm in need. Can you assist me? When in reality, that particular person's social media account had been taken over, identity had been stolen, and essentially they're using the contacts of this particular account to solicit money. That's also been relatively prevalent as well, and we've gotten some feedback from our listeners that have been experiencing that at least within the last week as well.
Yeah. The cybercrime has escalated in the world, becoming the most crime committed in the world is cybercrime, because the technology of today, smartphones and digital and electronic communications, is so easy for criminals to use for bad. You know, we are supposed to use it all for good, but it's so easy. And all criminals do commit crime with digital and electronic communication systems. They cannot otherwise. They cannot plan a cash in transit. They cannot plan a kidnapping, a murder, any kind of heist, any kind of economic crime cannot be committed without digital or electronic communication systems. So the cell phone, laptops, these devices has become the tools of the criminals. And that's why I warn people. Number one, you yourself must know your communication systems like the palm of your hand. You should know what your smartphone can do and what you should do with it and not do with it. And one thing you don't do is take naked pictures of yourself and send it to somebody else. Even if you think on the other side, as you've just said, hi, I'm this, that, and the other, and you see this beautiful girl, extremely well built, it's most probably a stolen identity. The first thing you must ask yourself, if you're that handsome, do they really want to have a naked picture of me? Why would this girl suddenly be interested in me? So if you're an extremely handsome guy like Brad Pitt, I mean, I would understand that the girls fall for you and constantly call you and ask for pictures. I'm just mentioning something here. You should just think a thing through. Don't just fall for a high. Start communicating. Don't do that. Also, ask people for their full information if they want to do anything with you. I, in our organization, we always say, send me your full names, your surname, all your telephone numbers, your email details and address, so that we can store you as a client. If that person doesn't do it, we don't deal with that person, and we are specialist investigators. So any form of communication coming to you could be a stolen identification. It could be somebody is out there to lure you in, to get something from you, even as much as starting a relationship and then eventually pictures and then eventually doing sextortion and extortion, or infiltrating you and your family, getting information in order to rob you, to maybe track and trace you, hijack you, kidnap you, and empty your bank accounts. And that is unfortunately what criminals do with their electronic and digital devices.
Yeah, I think the obviously the advancements in technology have obviously made communication a lot easier for many people. That being said, it's obviously also come with a number of significant risks, and often you also find that those most severely impacted by some of these scams, in addition to, I guess, some of the groups that you've already mentioned, are elderly people that perhaps don't know any better.
Yeah, near the elderly, unfortunately. So here's my advice to the listeners. Teach your parents. And the parents, the children, everybody must listen to this conversation. Number one, as I've said, you must study your phone. You must study your devices. You must know it like the palm of your hand. If you know your devices extremely well, it would be very difficult to catch you. But the elderly, you know, they get a present or the family buy them the newest and the latest smartphone, and they just open up anything, and they get involved in everything, and they fall for everything because they are still the salt of the earth, old people that fall for a gentleman, inverted commas, that calls and says, listen, you need to give me an OTP quickly. We want to move your money because somebody's trying to steal it.
Yeah.
We've had cases like this that would, it's astounding how people would fall for it. And they are so good, these criminals. Believe me, and the people out there must understand that these criminals do this daily with 20, 30, 40 people a day. If they just catch one person with 100, 200, a million, couple million bucks, just guess what they're making. And they do this. They don't stop at this, and they will get involved in any form of scam. It's all to get your money.
Yeah. I want you to pass, also give me your take on the role of particularly banking institutions, because often, I mean, in the scams that we were talking about on WhatsApp, where people's identities are stolen and people are being told that, look, I need financial assistance. It's often a situation in which a bank account details are given. Do you think that there's perhaps more that the banking system and banks more generally can do to mitigate these sorts of issues?
Well, they should, but unfortunately, they're lagging behind, as well as cell phone companies, as well as the authorities. There are three institutions that needs to really jack up their expertise in high-tech investigations, and that is the police. The police are really trying their best, but the cybercrime unit in the police is extremely small and cannot cope with the millions of complaints that's already lying on their desks and coming in. And secondly, it's the banks. And thirdly, it's the cell phone companies.
Mm.
Now, just before I further that, I forgot to tell you, remember when the criminal call you, sorry, he might tell you, are you Mr. So-and-so or Mrs. So-and-so, and then read you your banking details.
Hmm.
Read you, hold on. I apologize, people. Read you your address. Read you your information. Remember, the criminals are many a times linked to people in the police, in the cell phone companies, and in the banks. There are many inside jobs. Do not underestimate the cybercrime criminals. They're not just going to call you and sound stupid. They're going to call you and sound extremely informed. They're going to sound like a banker. They're going to sound like the concerned person. They're going to sound like the person that loves you and cares for you. They're going, all the things we have explained, they're going to sound and play that part. But our authorities cannot cope with these cases because they do not have the necessary infrastructure and devices and high-tech units to deal with it. And that's a very serious problem.